Hey, what's going on? It's Bill Byrne. It's time for the Monday Morning Podcast for Monday, December 10th, 2019. What's going on? How are you? How you doing? You doing good? That's good. I'm not. I hope you are. I'm not. You know, I was going to try to tough my way through this podcast and smile and act like everything's fucking rosy. Oh, Jesus Christ. It just never fucking ends. It never ends. Never fucking ends. The work never fucking ends. And on top of that, I sat down. I watched some sports this weekend. Let's get it out of the way. Oh. How many of you Dolphin fans left the sports bar? Be honest. How many of you went out into the kitchen and heard your one loyal friend still in front of the TV going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no way. Right? And then you ran back in like, what happened? What happened? Jesus fucking Christ. That last play of that game, that literally, you know what that highlight looked like? Not the first guy who caught it. The guy lateraled it too. That literally looked like, you know, when you see an NFL great and then you look at one of his high school highlights. Specifically the running backs. You ever notice it's like there's 20 people on the other team, it seems, all standing around. He just runs past all of them. And you're like, well, why didn't they just tackle him? Oh, because he's an NFL guy playing against high school football players. That happened against my team. I felt bad for Gronk. He was obviously in there because they thought they were going to throw a Hail Mary rather than like a fucking 15, 20-yard pass. Congratulations to the Dolphins, you fucking own us in Miami. Patriots now 9-4. I think it's a foregone conclusion that the road to the Super Bowl now goes through Kansas City. It's going to be a fun playoff. Not for Patriots fans, not the way our fucking defense was playing yesterday. Jeez, Tom Brady, once again. His dilemma, how many fucking points do I have to score? How many times do I got to put on the white hat, gallop into town, and fucking save all the damsels in distress? How many times do I... He looked fucking unbelievable. Absolutely shredded the Dolphins' defense and once again comes away with a loss. I would love to see... He has to have the record, all-time record for passing yards in a loss. 500 yards, 300 yards, 400 yards. It's fucking... Four touchdowns, three touchdowns, five touchdowns. It doesn't make a difference. In this age of no fucking defense. I'll tell you, defense is so bad, they got Gronk playing safety. Jesus Christ. There were so many times in that game where we could have put him away and we didn't. But, you know, it's a transitional year. We lost our best running back, two wide receivers, a left tackle, and a cornerback. And, you know, it takes a while for people all to get on the same page. And evidently, they're not. At least on the last play of the game. Jesus Christ. How do those guys even look at Tom Brady? You know, when you fucking do something like that. Gronk was probably like, hey, not for nothing. I did catch one for you today, Tom. Tom just fucking glares at him, right, as he puts on his Uggs. Fucking brutal. Bruins went back to back, huh? How about that fucking that guy up there, Hyman, hitting Charlie McAvoy? I missed the game because I've been out going to these fucking Christmas parties and shit out here. Still have not drank. Fucking 15 days in, feeling good about myself. Fucking 1,001, 1,002, boom. I mean, McAvoy, I think that was his first game back. But either way, we're winning games with the new coach and all that. And I'm hoping I'm going to actually get some time. I follow him on Twitter or whatever. I watch the highlights and shit, so I know what's going on. We beat Ottawa tonight, 2-1 in overtime. I don't know. I'm just trying to spend time with the family back east here. Been having a great time. One of my relatives bought this motorized car for my daughter, and she liked it the first day, and then I don't know what happened. I think she pushed the button and it ran over her little foot, you know, and then she's kind of like, what's with this thing? So she kind of stayed away from it. So finally tonight, I just got on the thing at the risk of breaking it. And I was just going up and down the hallway going, wee! And then finally, she wanted to get on it. And then all of a sudden, then now she doesn't want to get off it. It was pretty awesome. She doesn't get steering or stopping yet, but I just sort of, you know, I just sort of run along with her, you know, bent at the waist for maximum fucking up of my dad back. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, if you're a dad, you got to get one of those foam rollers every night and every morning. I'm just on the floor rolling out my back. It's great. It's great. Sometimes in the middle of the day, but I must have for like 40 minutes running around like fucking Igor in Frankenstein, like literally at 90 degrees, bent at the waist to trying running behind her, trying to steer this thing so she wouldn't drive into chairs and countertops and all of this shit. And, then when she was finally done, I went to stand up and I just did the, but it was worth it. 'Cause that's my buddy. I also watched, Liverpool versus Bournemouth, Bournemouth. Told you I was going to start watching them. Jesus Christ, Mo Salah, 4 goals. Does that ever happen? I felt like I was watching some Wayne Gretzky shit. Every time I watched that guy, other than the World Cup, didn't go so well for Egypt there, but he scored a bunch of goals, and I really enjoyed it. And I got to tell you, it was raining out once again, and I had this ridiculous urge to start drinking some Guinness with some fucking shots of Jameson. And I'm just like, you know, it's weird. Everything about Great Britain, Ireland, anything over there just makes me want to drink. Because I think because of the movies that I see, you know, Peaky Blinders, don't know nothing about no robbery, right? All they do is booze on that show and they're not throwing their little sharp hats at people. You know, Ireland is fucking Ireland, you know, Scotland, you know, they're up there drinking that fucking pine tar looking beer. Just, you know, it's always raining. What do you want to do when it's raining out, you know? You want to start boozing. But really shit fucking defense in that game, huh? But you know what I finally understood? I'm starting to understand offsides a little bit more. I guess I get it. Because the goal is so big, you can't have people just running all around. Be fucking great if you could, though. I think what the thing that I would adjust on, if I was to buy into a soccer league here in America, I would make the goal smaller, and then I would just have a blue line in hockey. And once you got into the zone, whoever was the fastest motherfucker could get out front, you know? You just make the goal a little bit smaller, somewhere between soccer-sized goal and highlight, you know, somewhere in there. Bigger than an NHL goal, obviously. It's a giant fucking ball. Sorry, I'm recording this late at night. I gotta be up with the kid tomorrow morning, so I gotta do this. But I really enjoyed it. And what's the next game? What's the next game we have out there in fucking Premier League? Let's see here. Liverpool. You cunt. Liverpool football schedule. Come on, come on. There we go. Bum, 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 doo, 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 doo. I thought they had another game. Oh, this went to 12-19. I need 12-18. I definitely want to see that Man United game because I know they're like the fucking Yankees. Oh, Liverpool versus Napoli. This is going to be another one of these football clubs with the really small stadiums. It makes me feel guilty for rooting for Liverpool to see somebody with one of those cute little stadiums. They're like, well, look at them. I got to root for these guys. It's like the Kansas City Royals of the fucking Premier League. Then they got Man United. Then they're up against Wolves. That does not ring a bell. Is that one of those little ass stadium clubs, or is that going to be one of those fucking Illuminati, Freemason fucking? It's got a creepy logo. I kind of like it. Newcastle, right? That's a bigger place. Arsenal. I know those are the bigger ones, right? They got some big games. Man United and Arsenal. I recognize them. 12-16 and 12-29. I'll be watching those games, you know, if I'm allowed to. You know, as a guy, you don't call the fucking shots, do you? No, you do not. You know, Oh, geez, what a fucking weird. Nah, it's not a weird week. It's just sort of a normal week now. You know, people digging back into people's tweets. Yeah, you fucking said, remember when you said this back when you were this person that you no longer are? Remember when you fucking did that? And then somebody else comes along. Well, what about these people? They fucking did that. And then the whole world's like, well, they have vaginas, so it doesn't count. I saw this fucking lady. The lady, former Miss Kentucky, sent naked pictures to a 15-year-old student. Yeah, you watch the slap on the wrist she gets. That's how it works. That's the world we live in. They're victims, and they never get punished for some reason. I just don't understand it. I thought we were going for equality here. It's like if you fuck up, you fuck up, right? Everybody gets fucking the same fucking pound of flesh taken? No? Is that not how it works? I don't know how it works. All I know is now is I'm feeling like this is like, it's going to become a world where it's just like, you know, I'll kind of do that job, but I don't want to be the guy doing the job. I'll be on the outskirts of the guy doing the job because I'm not going to, you know, I don't, people just, I know this whole fucking world now where like people are just, oh, that guy's successful or she's successful. Let's go back and let's try to fucking ruin whatever they're doing. I think if you fucking do that, someone should go back into your life, interview a bunch of people, and let's see if you're a good fucking person. Because if you're not, I mean, what the fuck's going on? Then you're just being a cunt. You're just upset because somebody else has something that you don't. Is that what it is? I don't know. Anyways, so today I went to this awesome birthday party. It was a friend of ours. So we go over there. My lovely wife and my beautiful daughter, right? And it's like a 2-year-old birthday. So we fucking go over there and we're having a great time. And then there's one big kid there. She's like 6 years old. She's like the older sister or somebody or whatever. And she's got like this giant, like, not like dollhouse. It's like a tree fort, but it's on the ground. You know, it's like a dollhouse that a kid can go into. The fuck do you call that? Clubhouse? I don't know what it is, right? So she's in there and the dude like, whose daughter it was, hooked it up, had like a doorbell. It had a sign with the 6-year-old girl's name on it. You know, a little phone jack thing in there. I mean, this thing was awesome. So she was in there and she was like preparing breakfast or whatever. And oh my God, did I bomb in front of this 6-year-old. Every time I went left, I should have went right, right? It was hilarious. Like I sat down, I was standing like watching my daughter going in and out of the doors, right? And then she announces, she goes, I made pine cones for breakfast. So I see this little seat that you sit outside almost like a serving window. So I sat down. I said, oh, I go, thank you very much for making me a pine cone. She goes, I didn't give it to you yet. And I went, oh, shit, sorry. So then she hands it to me and I go, thank you. I go, how much is that? And she goes, it's not for sale. She goes, they're not for sale. And I was like, oh, all right. Sorry. I thought it just struck me as like a little lemonade stand. I'm thinking, it's like, all right. And then she looks at me and she goes, it's $12.50. So then I pretend to count out $12.50. And she goes, no, that's not what it cost. She goes, that's what time it is. So I was just like, all righty then, I'm going to leave because, evidently, I have the intellect of a 3-year-old because you're destroying me. She got me 3 times in a row. Thank you for making me for the pine cone. She goes, I didn't give it to you yet. How much do I owe you? It's not for sale. It's $12.50. Here's your $12.50. That's not the price. It's the time. I was just like, wow. This takes me back to when I was in school. Whatever I said was just. I don't know. But anyways, I still had a great time, you know, my daughter figuring out some stuff, you know, how to go down the slide and all of that stuff. And, you know, kids, they kind of go through this thing where in the beginning, they're like really outgoing, at least my daughter was. And then they get shy and then, you know, we got her to be outgoing again. So it's kind of cool watching her do that. And I was, you know, it's kind of cool because I was like I was in the Valley area, kind of out by Van Nuys Airport. And, just the way the wind was blowing, you know, the planes were taking off to like, I guess, I don't know if it was the north, but sort of from the, not towards LAX. They were headed the other way. and they're kind of going over the house, which I thought was awesome. And then I looked in the alley, and there was a guy with like this one floor house, and he had a windsock on top of his roof. And I'm thinking, like, is that guy like a pilot? Like, why, like, who the fuck could see that from the air? But in a way, it was kind of cool that he was doing it. Maybe he's a pilot and he goes out and he just, because he takes off from there and it's kind of a straight shot down to the airport, he just sort of looks at it. But then he could just listen to the fucking ATIS anyways to know which way he's going to take off. I don't know. I just never seen a windsock on top of anything other than a skyscraper, or at least something with like a helipad on it. For those of you, you know, don't want to talk about it, just basically shows which way the wind's blowing, and you always take off and land into the wind for optimal performance. And the last thing you do is you don't want to have it at your back. That's not a good thing. But we were driving up there, and it's just like, I always knew people drove crazy. I don't like driving on the highway with my kid. I just don't. People out here, if anybody out here is listening in L.A., you know, I know this isn't going to make a difference because there's so many of you guys out here, but like that fucking shit where you pass people on the right-hand side, you really got to be, you're going to fucking kill somebody. You know, you passed somebody on the left. The further left you go, the faster you go. All right. The furthest left that you can go, that's the people driving the fastest. You don't drive that fast in the first fucking lane. Somebody's trying to get off the highway. They're making their way over. Now, all of a sudden, they got to be going like 80 miles an hour to get off the fucking highway. What are you doing? I just think it's because there's so many lanes. Like, there's like six lanes out here on either side that I think all the route, it just becomes, I don't know what it is. And there's so much traffic. I just feel like people are just like, oh my God, an open fucking lane. I can go a quarter of a mile and not have to hit the brakes, and they just fucking slam the gas down, whatever the hell it is they're doing. But it's really unsettling. And then I'm sitting there with, I don't want to fucking snap, and I can't because my kid's in the car, because I don't want to fucking be that guy. I don't know, dude. But anyways, I'm doing some benefits out here this week. I believe Thursday night I'm going to be up at the Ice House. And on then I'm also doing one at the Fonda Theater for who the hell is it for? The Comedy Store. So that's what I'm doing this week. I got a couple of those things. I mean, I'm trying to take some time off before I go to Europe, but I also have to be on my game for when I go to Europe. So it's sort of a slippery slope, but I got a bunch of new shit that I want to talk about. I can't wait to talk about it. Get on stage here. Tomorrow night, I think I'm going to head out somewhere here in LA and try to get on some stage time, get some stage time, I should say. And I still have not fixed my headphone jack here, but I am done flipping out about it because I'm trying to be a better man. When some woman gives a speech at an award show, I can sit there nodding like, yes, I did the work. I've done the work. I understand now. Simply safe, everybody. Make sure nothing comes between you and protecting your family this holiday, and save hundreds of dollars while you're at it with Simply Safe Home Security. If a storm takes out your power, Simply Safe is ready. If an intruder cuts your phone line, Simply Safe is ready. Say they destroy your keypad or siren, Simply Safe will still get you the help you need. These guys are like the Terminator. Nothing stops them. Maybe it's overkill. Maybe it's the last thing you want to think about this holiday, but with Simply Safe, you're always ready. Simply Safe believes nothing should get between you and protecting your family. That's why they only charge you what's fair, what's right. $14.99 a month. No contracts, no markups. It's easy to install. You'll have your system up and running in just minutes. And today you can save hundreds of dollars on that protection if you go to simplysafeburr.com. That's simplysafeburr.com. But hurry, this holiday's offer's ending soon. SimplySafeBurr.com. That's a great thing to get because everybody knows this next, you know, this fucking real estate bubble's going to burst. the stupid luxury high-rise apartment that every politician is letting go through. Just build it up. It's good. Gives people jobs. Just keep it going. It's all our money. Put it out there. Put it out there. Overbuild. Make more than what is needed. I mean, out here in LA, I swear to God, it's like every other block, they're just knocking shit down and then putting up a luxury high-rise apartment. And they're forcing, like, you know, they're forcing people out. And I don't know where they're going to find all of these rich people. This, that shit there, like, seems to me that's like for the upper 10% of people. And it's 100% of the buildings that seem to be getting built out here. I don't know. What the fuck do I know? I'm just a goddamn comedian. But I would invest in Simply Safe because there's going to be a bunch of fucking homeless people trying to break into your house. MeUndies, MeUndies, get fucking Simply Safe. MeUndies, MeUndies, then you're safe and that is great. Get some barbed wire and a fucking BB gun. You sleep during the day, you shoot and have fun when the guy sticks his head through your fucking screen window with your fucking velvet balls in his face. You're really comfortable. MeUndies, the coveted modal fabric, which is 3 times softer than cotton. If you've never felt this fabric, keep your hands to yourself. Get ready to experience pure bliss in underwear form. You can also get a style that is perfectly suited for you or that special someone. Men and women can each choose from 4 different cuts, all of which are available from classic colors to adventurous prints. Seriously, these fun undies... yawning crazy here. These fun undies would be a great stocking stuffer, but why stop at undies? MeUndies has cozy lounge pants and undies in that same super soft fabric. Perfect for wearing Christmas morning. MeUndies has a great offer for my listeners for any first-time purchasers. When you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Order by 12/16 for free shipping in time for Christmas. Crunch for time. You can't go wrong with the MeUndies gift card. This is a no-brainer. Get 15% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on. To get your 15% off your first pair, free shipping, and 100% satisfaction guaranteed, go to MeUndies.com/Burr. That's MeUndies.com/Burr. Oh, lastly but not leastly. What is this here? Stamps.com. Talk about how the holidays are always the busiest time of year. It absolutely is. Everybody's got to go out shopping, whether they like it or not. What do you have on your holiday list? I still have this fucking headphone phone jack, whatever the fuck you call it. When I learn what it is, then I feel like I can order it, you know, as opposed to just ordering a bunch of shit that sort of looks like it. Is it a jack? Is it an adapter? I don't know what it is. What else do I have on my list? I don't know. I really don't know. What the fuck? I know I have something. We wish you a Merry Christmas because it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. What do I have for... What is my wish for Christmas? I wish that all of you guys have a very Merry Christmas and that they don't try to take any music away from you. You know? They're going to start with that song, and I figured in about 3 months, they're going to go after Aerosmith for Walk This Way. You know? She can walk whatever way she wants to. Maybe a couple of books. I'm reading a book right now on Bob Cousy and Bill Russell that I'm really enjoying. I'm telling you, I'm going to get back to books. I keep threatening that I'm going to go back to church. I'm going to start reading books, then I'm going to go back to church, then I'm going to start burning the books that I'm reading, and then I'm going to go to a remote island and get shot with bows and arrows. That's how I'm going to go out. That's on my Christmas list. Anyways, how many errands do you have to run? I got a couple more. How is Stamps.com helping you save time this holiday season? Well, once I buy the shit, I don't have to go to the post office. I can just mail it from my house, you know? Anyways, as you know, the holidays are the busiest time of year, especially at the post office. That's why you use Stamps.com. It saves so much time during the hectic holiday season. Use Stamps.com to send all your gifts out. It's perfect. Wrap them up. Send them out. See you later. And right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes a four-week trial, plus postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. Go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Burr. That's Stamps.com. Enter Burr. You know, I really wonder how the fuck these guys, I don't know. Everybody's screaming and yelling about shit that's in people's Twitter feeds. And meanwhile, the bankers are about ready to fuck over another generation of retirees. And once again, they will not go to jail. You know what I mean? And I got to fucking sit here and listen about gender neutral bathrooms. You know, do you know what all you guys have in your house or your apartment? You know what you already have? You have a gender neutral fucking bathroom. As long as you got a sit-down toilet, I mean, that pretty much covers the entire spectrum of way a human being can go to the bathroom. You know?
But I want a sign that has my silhouette on it.
Meanwhile, they're building another luxury high-rise apartment with fucking old people's money, our money, and all. We'll live long enough to fucking get out of it. I don't know what the fuck we're doing. What we need to do, man, is we need to legalize weed at a federal level, and we need to export it, and we need to get the world high so they like us again. And then we take all that money, we pay for this never-ending war, and then meanwhile, we get onto some sort of fucking electrical and solar power, even though at the end of the day, it's probably not cleaner. But what it will do is put all these fucking people out of business because they won't have any oil money to pay to the lunatics that want to blow us up. Why don't we do that? And everybody will be having a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Booba de beep boo doop. I don't know if there'll be snow. I'm going to sing you guys some carols, but have a cup of cheer. All right. Evidently, we got some good emails this week. I have no idea who. I want to thank Rich Eisen, by the way, for having me on his show. I had a great time, man. He's such a good dude. Just a really good fucking person. And, you know, all the people that are over there are hilarious. I had such a fun time on that show, you know. They were saying how Peter was, you know, was raining crazy that day. And I guess they got some sort of warning where they were saying, you know, Peter was saying, you know, you shouldn't say it's raining cats and dogs anymore. Because if they actually were falling out of the sky from a rain cloud, they'd get hurt. And it's just like, yeah, well, we understand gravity. But that's never happened, okay? So, of course, I went in there. How do you not, you know? It's like, Jesus Christ, it's raining cats and dogs out there. It's a frog string. You could drown a fucking moose out there. And I love animals. You know, I love animals as much as I hate pushy cunts. Yeah, pushy fucking cunt. All right, Wikipedia searching. Hey, you sweet Billy boy. Wanted to give you a hand with your search engine, always using Wikipedia. Oh, God bless you. If you use Firefox or Chrome, there's a setting in the options. Of course, I don't. Or settings Chrome for choosing the default search engine is when you type in your location bar. Oh, wait a second. Well, let me see. All right. Well, I'm on Safari. Let's see. Preferences. All right, here we go. Page 100% zoom. Never use font size smaller than 9. Internet plugin, show menu, change settings, style sheet, nothing selected. Am I going to fuck this whole thing up? All right, obviously this isn't. All right, tabs, general, passwords. Privacies, notifications, advanced, new windows, new tabs, homepage, is apple.com. Oh, I can change that? I didn't know I could do that. Remove history. Oh, Jesus Christ. Search, here we go. Search engine is Google. All right. Well, where the fuck's the goddamn, you motherfucker. It never works. Why would it work for me? All right. Well, that was a big swing and a miss. Bookmarks. Develop. Window. I have no idea. Everybody, if you're listening, it says Safari. Then it says File. Edit. View. History. Bookmark. Develop. Window. Help. I'm not going into help. I've done that too many times. I fucking ask a question and it never answers the question that I fucking asked. You know, I've just been hurt too many times. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? It's just one of those things. All right. The first known decorated tree. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are your branches? You're fucking there. You're really a shrub. In a month, you'll be a nub. Because you won't get water. Then you go out in the trash. It's like a puppy mill for trees. Oh, Christmas tree. Lyrics. Let's see here. Will this take me to Wikipedia? Okay, it's Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are thy branches. Jesus, someone with a powdered wig wrote this one. Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree, just spelt the letter O, not O-H. How lovely are thy branches. Ben Franklin is a fucking drunk. Paul Revere beats his horse. Oh, Christmas. Oh, these are original lyrics. Oh, your bow's so green in summertime. Stay bravely green in wintertime. Oh, Tannenbaum. Oh, Christmas tree. How lovely are the... I don't know what a bow is. I don't want to... Tannenbaum. That's like a rich person's last name. Mr. Tannenbaum, I presume. All right, now I got to feel what a Tannenbaum is. Now they just start fucking singing about it. That's when you know you're into the holidays, when you know what all this fucking shit means. You know those Martha Stewart type chicks, you know? The fangirls that really, like, keep up. Look, they'll know how to make a Tannenbaum. Oh, Tannenbaum is a German Christmas song based on a traditional... that's not what I want. Wikipedia, you fucking intrusive cunts. Oh, Tannenbaum. I guess it's all one thing. Oh, Tannenbaum. Oh, wait. Did they write Oh, Christmas Tree? I guess... Oh, that means tree in German. Oh, shit. When I go to Germany next month, I'm going to have to sing that to all those fucking... crowd-eating sons of bitches over there. Oh, und Tannenbaum. It's a German Christmas song based on a traditional folk song. It became associated with the traditional Christmas tree by the early 1920s and sung as a Christmas carol. The modern lyrics were written in 1824 by the Leipzig organist, teacher, and composer Ernst Aschenschoss. A Tannenbaum is a fir tree. The lyrics do not exactly actually refer to Christmas tree or describe a decorated Christmas tree. Instead, they refer to the fir's evergreen quality as a symbol of constancy and faithfulness. Oh, I see. This guy was alone in the woods. Started having fucking feelings about a tree. You know what I mean? Yet we still complain in this country. Christ, there's people in Germany writing songs about trees. Well, I guess we have tree huggers here. You know? Eventually, whoever the PETA is for trees, who's that fucking Greenpeace? You know? They're not going to like the expression tree hugger because the tree has no say in that physical contact. So in a way, it's a form of assault. All right. The first known decorated Christmas tree. Dear Billy Ghost of Christmas Past. I really do look like that, don't I? Did you know that on your tour of Europe, you'll be stopping in the city where the oldest recorded decorating of a Christmas tree went down? I didn't know that. Riga, Latvia. That almost sounds like two characters on fucking Taxi. Riga and Latka. Riga, Latvia. Heard a friend talking about it and immediately thought of you. What's your favorite way to decorate a tree? Quickly. Without my wife in the room telling me I'm doing it wrong. What else? I don't know. My favorite way to decorate a tree would be with my lovely wife with some eggnog, with some Christmas music on, a little booze in the eggnog. We do a little slow dance. I kiss her under a mistletoe. You know, one of the last years you can do that, because that's a major crisis for white women, that, you know, that there's mistletoe out there, I guess. You know, they really have a lot of problems, and that's like one of the ones right on the top of the list, you know. I mean, forget about climate change and that swirl of trash in the Pacific Ocean. Can't even say it. I think what we need to get down to, first off, is what's the deal with mistletoe? Anyways, when you have camel toe during the holidays, is that called mistletoe? Reverse mistletoe? Upside down? Inverted mistletoe? I don't know. When I was a kid, we made ornaments in school with macaroni. Yeah, then you'd spray paint it gold. Macaroni, glitter, and white glue, and shit like that. I doubt that they do that anymore. Thanks and love to you and the family and the MM Photoshop guy who lets me see you in all your imaginary glory. yeah, we used to, that was used to be a thing. Like, I made, you know, yeah, I used to make ornaments. I remember there was one, it's like you took a coffee cup and then some, one of those pipe cleaner things, you know, you cut a hole in the bottom of the cup and you, I don't know, somehow you ran a piece of macaroni and it was supposed to look like a bell. And the top of the pipe cleaner coming through was the handle. Then they would make a cardboard cutout of a little, or a paper cutout of a Christmas tree. Then you put a bunch of macaroni on it for whatever reason. Macaroni was a big deal. You'd glue it to the paper and then you'd spray paint it gold. And then you give it to your mother and she'd look at it like, that is the ugliest fucking thing I've ever seen. But my kid made it and I love my kid. So that will now go on the fucking front door until you're 47. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, you know, I like ornaments. I wish we had a lot more of them, but like, I don't like those Christmas tree shops. They creep me out. And like, really, people that go in there are weird in a way that I'm not weird. And well, however they're weird is, it just fucks with my weird. And I get all weirded out, man. And I just leave. I can't do that. You know, I'm trying to get to the point where I'm not saying that there are a bunch of fucking weirdos in there. Cause I know I'm weird. Right. But I go in there and it's like, you know, plus I don't like clutter and I don't like a bunch of shit around my house. You know what I mean? It's like those people that, like, you know, you go by somebody's house and every year they have, like, you know, those figurines and shit that they put in the front yard. And every year you see the same ones and then they add a few more. Have you ever thought about, like, where the fuck do they put those things the other 11 months of the year? Like, how much of that, of their garage is that thing? Like, it's the middle of July. It's hot as shit. You go in there, you're trying to find the cooler, and then you're walking by like reindeer and snowmen and all that. That's too fucking weird for me. You know, I don't want to step over that shit. Right? We just have the Christmas tree lights, and then we just put the bulbs on it. And I put them on the tree and my wife stands back and she, well, this year she did it that way. You know, she always decorated in other years. This year we got the kids. So she was just kind of holding her and telling me there's too many blue ones there. You need a little more red and then put some green over there. And, you know, so there was that. I probably would have enjoyed that more if I was boozing. I'm not going to lie to you, but I didn't. I wasn't. I've been drinking my eggnog straight this year with a little shot of nutmeg. And if I sound bored shitless, I am. It's this time of night. It's 9:10 at night. This is the time of night where usually, you know, I'm having a good time. And I just don't anymore. But I will tell you, in the mornings, the best thing about being sober is the fucking morning. You know, you wake up, you feel like a fucking million bucks. And yeah, I don't know. Anyways, this is always a weird time of year. I love the holidays, and it's also depressing that another fucking year went by. But then the second it's January 1st, I'm like, it's all ahead of me. I'm going to make those changes. I'm going to become a better person. If air, why not by sea? Dear Billy Frisbee Frown. I don't even know what that means. I don't want to know what that means. I don't need to know that my frown is weird too. I already have enough physical fucking hangups. Frisbee Frown. Bill, I'm a little behind in the podcast since I watched my 1-year-old girl full time. Oh, you have a daughter? You hit the lottery. They're the best. And I have to censor what I play in my house now. Yeah, I understand that. He says, a little while ago, you were explaining that you choose not to go into the ocean, saying that it's an unnecessary risk and basically that we don't belong in there compared to the other animals that do belong. I don't disagree with you. Okay. But I am just wondering, by that logic, how you justify going after your pilot's license or whatever it takes to fly your whirlybirds and the like. I was hoping you would compare this while you were talking about it, but I don't think you ever did. Obviously, as humans, we take a lot of crazy risks every day, like just getting in a car and going 70 miles per hour. Yeah, I know, and doing that in the left-hand lane, and all it takes is one fucking asshole on the other side. You ever see that shit, or where the fucking 18-wheeler jackknifes and comes over on the other side? You know, I got the kid in the car now, so I try to stay in the right lane, but everybody's doing 90 miles an hour out here in it. I'll tell you, it's crazy. Anyways, but I would think the pilot thing would fall under the same category as taking a swim on the beach. Thanks as always for the great podcast. My wife always knows if I have you on my headphones by the stupid grin on my face. Go fuck yourself. Great question, sir. Well, the reason why I got a pilot's license was because I read up on the banking system and realized that it was a giant Ponzi scheme. And I was afraid because of how dysfunctional the city that I live in is. You know, you can barely get out of it when it's all working. Forget about if the shit ever hit the fan. How would I get out of here? And the only way I could think was to learn how to fly a helicopter. Get up and get out. Now, I did the first part of the plan. Now, the major part of the plan is to actually have access to a helicopter close by. You know, that's why I did it. But I will tell you, it is there is an element of danger to it. But now that I have my kid, I don't solo that much. Every once in a while, I do just to know that I can do it. But for the most part, I'll fly with an instructor, and you know, I don't do anything crazy. I don't fly in like winds beyond a certain amount of knots. And I also will tell you though, it's way, 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 way safer than getting in a car and going on the highway. And I have experienced both, and I can tell you, there's nobody up there. I mean, there is, but you know what I mean? But there isn't. And it's like we're talking to each other. We're in the same airspace, and we're announcing our position and where we're at. Okay? And if we don't see each other, then you take offensive moves. I guess a defensive move. You're proactive. Like if the guy's at the same altitude, you just tell him, well, okay, I'm going to ascend 200 feet or whatever the fuck you need to do. And then even if you don't see each other till the last second, you're literally like hundreds of feet above or below him, and it's fine. There's no radio contact on the highway, and you are basically flying in formation with people who are on meds. They're texting. They didn't get enough sleep. They suck at driving. They don't obey. Maybe they're really good at driving, so they're driving like a fucking lunatic, like everybody else is as good as they are. Those people are probably even more dangerous than someone who just sucks at driving and drives slow. And there's a lot of times that I've, finished flying solo and landed and got in my car, and within 2 miles of going down the street, I watched somebody just fucking T-bone somebody else. Somebody go flying off a fucking scooter and land on my side of the fucking road and slide on their face. somebody just driving in the left lane and just for whatever reason just veers into the fucking, they were texting, weren't paying attention, literally slammed into the median between, you know, both sides of the highway. Fortunately, stayed on this side of the highway so they didn't, you know, go up and over and kill somebody, and literally just went spinning 360, like five 360s across six lanes of traffic before slamming, like a stock car accident. Nobody near the guy, just fucking did. I see that all of the time. So I understand what you're saying. And I have to be honest with you, like, it is an unnecessary risk. But I find it, I most of what I say about the ocean is because I have such a tremendous fear of it. And I just can't get over that all of this shit is, you know, I'm treading water with my head above it. You know what I mean? And everything else is like, I don't know. Would you ever go into a pit of poisonous snakes and then bury your head in the sand? Is it all just sort of fucking slithering past you? Yeah, and just things can go down. There's things down there that can literally swallow you whole or bite you in half. And they are, you know, what, 1,000 times faster than you? Yeah, I mean, say what you want about flying. Like, I, you know, the altitude I fly at, like, I can still breathe. I don't need any assisted or pressurized cabin or anything like that. It's you know, you pick your poison. But I'll tell you, like, there's a couple of things that I watch that just, you know, literally make my palms sweat. One of them is cave diving. And if you ever want to just, you know, hear the most unbelievable story ever. I forget that fighter's name. He's actually one of my favorite UFC fighters. What is his name? Cowboy something. The guy's from like New Mexico or whatever. He's just like one of the baddest dudes ever. He cave dives, and he was on the Joe Rogan Experience. Just look up Joe Rogan Experience cave diving and just listen to that fucking story. And you're literally listening to the guy that went through it. So you know somehow he lives, but still you're like, I was literally sitting there. You know, when you do that thing where you put your hands like over your nose and your mouth, just sitting there, and like your index fingers are between your eyes. I was just sitting there like that, just covering my mouth, just listening to this fucking story. The guy literally said that they have a rule down there that when someone gets in trouble in a cave dive, you just leave them because someone's going home. Someone's going to make it home because it's so fucked up down there that if you try to help that person, then both of you are going to die. That's kind of how it starts, and then it goes from there. So anyways, yeah, cave diving, and then those people who do that free climbing up skyscrapers. And every time you think they're up to, they make those fucking videos. And every time you think they went up as high, they're literally on the fucking radio tower. And they just keep going up and up and up and up and up. And it's just like, I just sit there like, I don't know how the fuck anybody can do some shit like that. So maybe that's why I said most of what I say. I saw Jaws at a certain age and I just never got over it. I just never got over it. I'm like, I'm all fucking set on that. It's so crazy to me, like, you know, that would you ever go in, you know, into the whatever's left of the jungle in Africa where there's just wild fucking hyenas and tigers and lions and fucking hyenas and God knows fucking what out there. Would you ever go out there without a goddamn weapon? Okay. And then you go into the fucking ocean. No guns work down there. As far as I know, the best you can have is that stupid little fucking bow and arrow contraption. All right, now I got to look up underwater gun. Is there an underwater gun you can possibly fucking have? What sort of fucking list is this going to put me on? underwater firearm. God damn it. I'll tell you something. Human beings don't ever want to be where they can't fucking kill something. Are you fucking kidding me? Look at this thing. Slow motion underwater guns. Shark ammo. Oh, God. Jesus Christ. That's all you need is some fucking people from Texas going there. I swear to God, man, one fucking shark looks at me. One motherfucker looks at me, I'm going to fucking blow its goddamn fucking fish brain out. God made us in his image, and he asked us to go forth and multiply and blast a fucking hammerhead right in his fucking head. I have to see this now. Slow motion, underwater guns, shark ammo. All right, you can skip this ad in 3, 2, 1. Bam, here we go. Hey, I'm a fucking YouTube guy. I'm going to fucking tell you about shark shit. All right, this guy's... All right, he's trying out some of the badass guns you could ever fucking have. He's shooting watermelon. Good for him. Not shooting any people. Here's the breakdown.
Shark Week is here with movies like Sharknado, Your Guns and Chainsaw.
All right, just get to the... All right, something happened. I fucking... My recorder got full. I was talking about shooting sharks in the fucking goddamn face, man. I'll fucking you on. I'll give you another fucking breathing hole, you fucking whale face motherfucker. They actually figured out how to do it. They got like a fucking AK-47. But even then, do you think you're going to be able to whip that thing out fast enough? Ah, Jesus Christ. You know what I mean? What are we doing? The fuck are we doing? We're underwater shooting fucking guns at sharks. I don't know. I mean, see, sir, you know, I got to tell you something. As fucking nuts as flying is, when you go fly, you don't have to go up there with a fucking gun because something's going to eat you out of the goddamn sky. There's no fucking bird of prey that's going to grab onto your whatever the fuck you're flying. But thank you for listening to the podcast. But you know, you are right though. I am a bit of a hypocrite, but like I said, most of it is just me being afraid of the ocean. Gift list pressure. Bill, my wife gets mad that I don't tell her what I want for Christmas or birthdays. Yeah. Well, it's a pain in the ass. Cause then she has to guess. Anyways, obviously now the issue is Christmas. I told her I have everything I need. And like you, I'm trying to thin out all my junk. It actually stresses me out because I'm being led to feel bad for not wanting to be gifted something. Just ask her for an experience. Just ask her, you want to go to a car show or something like that, something we can do together. Just do that so she has something. All right? We both make a lot of money and buy whatever we want. She doesn't need anything either, but gave me a cute idea of something small. I guess she's not a total bitch. And just, Jesus, she's not even remotely a bitch. I would throw this out of fucking bitch court if you even ever. Why did you waste my time with this? I guess she's not a total bitch. And just wants to make me happy, but in a roundabout way, it ruins the fun of it sometimes. How do you deal with this? I usually just ask for an experience. It's usually some place I want to go to. Like I'm a big fan of, hamburger stands, like Greasy Spoon type places. I'm not a big fan of fancy fucking restaurants. I mean, I like going there, whatever, but like, I love going to there's a couple places, a place on Bill's Burgers I wanted to go to, ironically enough, although I heard the guy doesn't work there anymore, but the burgers are still tasty. I love a great taco truck, food trucks. I like doing like shit like that. I like going to car shows. You know, I went to a Christmas party at this custom motorcycle shop, the one that Keanu Reeves bought into, and went down and just like, I mean, and that to me as an adult, that was like Christmas. I went down there and they were talking about how they make the parts by hand and how like a 1,200 pound slab of like aluminum will come in. And from that, like ice sculptors, except they use it with aluminum. They make parts for these absolutely gorgeous motorcycles, Arch, A-R-C-H motorcycles. And I don't know. Like, I think because I became like a closet gearhead out here where I don't know how to do any of that shit, but I could literally watch somebody work on a car, describe how they... Eric, the car guy, I'm a huge fan of his. I love that shit. So whatever the hell you're into, she loves you. She wants to give you something. Jesus Christ. It's like she's going to buy you a desk. Anyways, you got a bottle of booze you like? I don't know. Boxing. Hey, Billy Banks shot the third. I've recently been getting fitter thanks to training sessions at a boxing gym. Good for you. And wanted to test myself and try some low-level, legal, of course, amateur boxing. Dude, there's no fucking reason to get your bell rung for no fucking money when you're not going to try to pursue it as a profession, man. Be careful. She goes, my girlfriend won't allow it. Good for her. She likens me trying it out to her trying out stripping in front of a crowd and how against that idea I'd be. Can't say she's wrong. Do you reckon I should try a couple of fights just to see if I like it and not tell her? Or do I respect her wishes and leave it as a question that doesn't need to be answered? Sir, I would never tell you not to pursue your dreams, but I wouldn't do it sneaking around. I would, at the very least, tell her that you're going to do one fight. But... You know, what are you gonna? What if you go and you get your fucking nose broken and then you got to show up and try to be like Luca, right? My name is Luca. I live on a second floor. I walked into a fucking door. You don't have to do that, right? I don't know. Communication is always the way to go with the woman is what I've learned and I keep learning and you communicate with them. And through the communication, they'll end up telling you how it's going to go down because it always goes down the way they want it to go down. And that's basically it. And that's basically it, dude. What they say goes if you want to stay with them. And it's brutally not fucking fair, but you're a guy and nobody gives a shit. So what I would do if you're going to go ahead and do with it anyways, I would just tell her that you're going to do it. It's something that you need to do, something you need to prove to yourself, or whatever the fuck it is. And you know, other than that, keep moving your head there, buddy. Overrated, living in major cities. Is there anything worse than a bunch of losers thinking that if they live where it's cool to live, that they're cool too? Oh, dude, you're preaching to the choir here. That's what I've done my entire adult life, and I am not cool. They completely deny the fact that living on top of one another is frustrating and unnatural. New York smells like shit. LA is overcrowded. New York doesn't smell like shit. Areas of it does. New York, Manhattan is like a giant Bed Bath and Beyond now. LA is definitely overcrowded. Absolutely. But I got to be honest with you, though. So where are you suggesting to live? Because if you get too rural, then it that just gets too fucking boring. Your food options, a lot of options, you know. You want to go see a band and they're not going to come anywhere near you. Now you got to jump in a car for 4 fucking hours. I definitely envy people who live in wide open spaces and shit like that. I think it's really cool. And I got a lot of respect for people that live out there like that. But just living where I've lived... I don't know how long I could do it. I go a little fucking stir crazy. Although there's a lot of people here in LA that, you know, have that second home in fucking Wyoming or whatever. But my wife would never go for that. So, and she makes the decisions. Underrated, living in mid-sized cities. Oh, here's his answer. There's nothing better than a city that's not really a city. I'd go with that. And I have my favorite ones. And these are all cities. I wouldn't say they're not cities, but like, I'm a big fan of Milwaukee, Chattanooga. What else? comes to mind. Those are two of my favorites. Is that it? I think so. I mean, I enjoyed when I was up in Idaho and in Montana. It just seems like nobody really fucks with you up there. But then they have like a massive meth problem. So there's always something. There's always something. You know what I mean? I just wish with all the fucking global warming, like I just wish that they, those people could still enjoy the climates that they moved there for. Because, you know, just growing up on the East Coast and everything, I think it's, you know, I miss the four seasons and shit. And I also think it's really cool to kind of live out in places like that. You know, having said that, you know, the experiences that I've gotten living in LA, this is one of my favorite cities. And I also love New York as much as I make fun of both of these cities. Where else? You know, living in a sports town. I'll tell you what's underrated too after you move away is going back and living in your fucking home state again. You know, and you don't have to get by all the fucking sports packages just to watch a regular season game of your team. That's pretty fucking overrated too. All right, that's the podcast for this week. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Oh, Hanukkah's going on right now. Happy Hanukkah to everybody. And go fuck yourselves, and I'll check in on you on Thursday.